All in No Rim, we back. NBA season, the 2025-2026 NBA season is about to be underway. I want to say the preseason starts like Saturday? No, next week. I think preseason, like we start getting games next week. We might have something like over in like Saudi or something this weekend, but I think like one of those early preseason games. But anyway, NBA is back. You know what I'm saying? All that No Rim, we back. So today is going to be our first video of many. We are going to do a season preview of every single team in the NBA. We're going to start with the Eastern Conference, then we're going to move to the Western Conference as soon as we knock out those first 15 teams. Today, we're going to start with the Cleveland Cavaliers. All right, so the Cleveland Cavaliers, they finished first in the West, or excuse me, in the East last season. And they got knocked out by the Indiana Pacers. That was the second round, I believe, right? Yeah.
Yes, it was.
I believe that was the second round. And that was a series that I felt like Cleveland should have won. I always say not having Darius Garland, your point guard, he had an injury that was preventing him from like being at 100%. I think he missed a game in that series, maybe two. Evan Mobley, I think was out of game. So I don't feel like the better team won that particular series. So Cleveland coming back this year, we're going to kind of talk about their expectations. Doughboy, I'll let you go first. Just talk about the roster, what you see. Are you still, do you still like the coaching? Do you still like them being contenders coming out of the East? What are your thoughts about the Cleveland Cavaliers this NBA season?
I feel like Cleveland is going to go ahead and have another good year, just considering that the Eastern Conference is wide open again. You have a lot of major injuries from other teams that will allow them to catapult into that upper echelon of being in maybe first through third place, I would like to say. So with them, my expectations are going to be the same. I think they're going to be hovering around first to third place as long as they don't have any major setbacks as far as injury-wise goes. I like what they did in the offseason. They brought in Lonzo Ball. So if you do have Garland that does go down, if Lonzo can go ahead and stay healthy, I don't know if you bring him off the bench. I don't know if you start him. That's the only thing, But if you can
he's coming off the bench.
Okay.
He's going to be like six man. Because they lost. What was the guy's name? I can't think of his name. He was came off the bench. He was a point guard. And he was like a spark off the bench. I cannot think of his name, but I thought they would re-sign him. He was a free agent, and I believe he signed elsewhere. Ty Jerome. That was his name, Ty Jerome.
Okay.
So Lonzo Ball is going to kind of fill that role for them.
Fill that role?
Yeah.
And like I said, I like that because you get a veteran presence that comes in there, and Lonzo Ball, will give you, maybe 10 and 8, 15 and 8, depending. And like I said, he has to stay healthy. So as long as he can stay healthy to help that second unit out, I feel like they'll do better, with him. I feel like that was a great, great pickup. I like the starting five. I like Jared Allen coming back because I know there was a lot of trade talks about him possibly leaving the team and then going to get somebody else at one point. I know he was in very early on trade bait during the offseason, so I'm glad they were able to go ahead and retain him. You still have Strus coming back. You have Donovan Mitchell coming back. You have Garland that's going to go ahead and, hopefully come back up off his injuries. So I'm feeling really, really strong with this team, man. And you still got Larry Nance can go ahead and contribute, another veteran player. So I feel good about this Cleveland team, and the reason why I do, like I said, the last couple of years, they have been up there in the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference. So I don't really see them going too far back, and being in that bottom to mid tier of the East. And the only way I see that happening, like I said, is if barring no major injuries happen.
I like this team too, man. I feel like they're going to be playing with a chip on their shoulder this year because I feel like they probably feel like,
They shouldn't have lost that series.
Donovan Mitchell, he played lights out in that series. He tried to will his team to win, but, they just couldn't get it done. Again, I just feel like the teams that played the Pacers were just playing with their food. I said that the whole time. The first round, they had the Bucks. Dame pops his Achilles. Then was Giannis by himself. Then you had the Cavs, injuries, Knicks. I feel like Knicks lost more games than the Pacers won. So, I do feel like the Cavaliers were the best team in the Eastern Conference the Eastern Conference last season. I think they're going to come back out. Donovan Mitchell, I think he's hungry. he wants to get there.
Yes, he is.
You still got Dean Wade. I like their bench. So talk about you talked about the starters. Talking about their bench, I like Dean Wade. He can come off the bench, get hot from three. Like you said, Larry Nance Jr., DeAndre Hunter. I think DeAndre Hunter might be a, he might be a starter.
You think he's gonna start this year?
He might start. Yeah. You got again Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, Lonzo Ball off your bench, Max Strus. They now have Killian Hayes, who used to play for the Pistons. I feel like he was a little better than what the Pistons served him with as far as his, you know, playing time and his things time like that. But
yeah,
I like him. Again, you're coming in with chemistry. You replaced Ty Jerome with Lonzo Ball, who is a great playmaker. I feel like a slept on playmaker, probably because of his injuries, like you said.
Yeah.
Can he stay healthy? That's going to be the question for them. If he can stay healthy, you still have the chemistry all built up from the entire roster last season. I don't see why they won't be in contention for Eastern Conference. You know, to come out to Eastern Conference to go to represent in the NBA Finals.
Now, let me ask you this. If hypotheticals, you know, if you did have a healthy Boston Celtics team, do you still give them the same chance of getting to the Eastern Conference?
So we're definitely going to talk about Boston next, but Boston, I would still give the edge to the Cavs because Boston lost so much. They lost a lot of players, which we're going to talk about. Right now, if you're asking me who's coming out the East, the Cavs are one of two teams who I feel like are going to come out the East. We're going to talk about the other team. I'm not going to say the other team now. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the next few videos to talk about that. But yeah, I feel like they're going to be number one, number two in the East, and they have a great chance.
How many games
you
give them this year?
How many games to win?
How many wins? Yeah, how many wins you can
give them? I say similar. They won 64 last year. I say no less than like 58. Probably top out of 64, 65 again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I would say no less than 58.
Yeah, no less than 58. You know, I mean, because you do have to play the Western Conference. Maybe some of those games you won last year, you know, injuries. So I'm just kind of like, you know, going off of that, you know, the variables that might come about. But yeah, I think they're going to be right there, barring health, you know. So
yeah, real talk. And now they haven't released the schedules yet, have they?
You know what? That's a really good question. Have they released a schedule? You know, we'll get to that. We're gonna look that up, and we'll figure that out.
I am sure they have.
I mean, but we pretty much know. See, the NBA is different from the NFL. They play everybody.
You play everybody
in the East four times, everybody in the West two times. It's just about at which times you play them and what your schedule looks like.
But sometimes the way
the NBA schedule does matter is who you play in stretches. Because if you're playing a whole bunch of good teams in the stretch, it's like, ooh, loss, or win, you know, and you got the potential to lose a lot of games, you know, in that stretch. That can kind of like change the momentum and the whole, you know, feel for the season for a team.
So, I mean,
in that regard, you know, schedule kind of does, you know, can play a part. But not other than that, man, I like the Cavs, you know, when looking at the landscape of the East.
As well.
So, but there are some sleepers in the East that I feel like Mike can make a run, and we're going to talk about those teams right now. This is our Cleveland Cavs season preview. We're going to come right back at y'all with the rest of the Eastern Conference, and then we're going to hit y'all with the Western Conference. But if this is your first time to our channel, like, comment, subscribe. And yeah, man, we're going to be hitting y'all with daily videos for the next month. And as the season starts, we're going to be at y'all, you know, talking about whatever's going on, especially the Sacramento Kings. We're going to have like a more, you know, we're going to kind of expand our content for the Kings a little bit this year because we did kind of, you know, we weren't as consistent as we would like to be. So we're going to kind of, you know, really ramp that up. But yeah, for now, man, we're going to get back at y'all with the next video. Doughboy Bush, Stealth the Producer.
Yes, sir.
Check for us, man.